读的。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一同打开圣经罗马书第四章。
Again, we turn to Romans chapter 4.
我要从第一读到第七节。
Reading from verse 1 to 7.
以后你们从第八节一直念到第十六节。
And then you will read from verse 8 to 16.
罗马书第四章第一到第七节我先读。如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在上帝面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信上帝，这就算为他的义。做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。我又不做工的，只信称罪人为义的上帝，他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙上帝算为义的人是有福的，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。主不算的有罪的，这人是有福的。如此看来，这福是单给那受割礼的人吗？不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？因我们所说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，是怎么算的呢？是他受割礼的时候呢？乃是在他未受割礼的时候，不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他这一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义，又做受割礼之人的父，也就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之终极去行的人。因为上帝应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。若是束缚律法的人才得为后世，信就归于虚空，应许有就废弃了。因为律法是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。所以人得以为后世是本乎信，因此就束缚恩，叫应许定然归于一切后裔，不但归给那束缚律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。我们再次低头祷告。
One more time we'll pray.
请李博士为我们祷告。
父神，我们来到你面前的时候，再一次恭恭敬敬的带着话语的面前齐齐来向你敬拜，感谢你把你的圣道再次赐给我们。我们今天晚上再一次恭敬的在你面前要领受这圣道的时候，求圣灵开启我们的心窍，求主再次透过你的仆人把你的真道向我们阐明，以致我们得到主你的真道的时候，我们的心就发出亮光。我们愿意的把今天晚上的机会再一次的从头到末了恭敬交托，求你的宝血遮盖这个场所，所以每一个来到你面前的时候守戒心清，是为了领受主的圣道。
阿们。
这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，
阿们。我们在罗马书第三章结尾的时候，
At the end of this Romans chapter 3 verse 9，
我们就思想了到底人是不是因为自己的行为行了律法可以得到上帝的喜悦。
We meditated upon it is because we adhere to the laws that we are pleased to God。
那在这件事情上，就是说罪人犯罪以后还有办法吗？
Then it is to say that after men have sinned, do they still have a way out?
犹太人说我们有办法。
The Jews say yes we have。
因为我们虽然是罪人，但是我们是行律法的人。
Because even though we are sinner, we are the one who adhere to the laws。
换一句话说，我们有了律法就一定可以解决罪恶的问题。
In other words, when we have the law, it can solve all the problems of sin.
保罗说不是如此。
But Paul said, no.
如果律法可以解决罪恶的问题的话，
Because if law can solve the problem of sin,
那么呢，到底亚伯拉罕是在有律法以前或者没有律法以前他成为一个得救的人呢？
Then when they ask, is Abraham saved before the law or after the law?
所以在这里就关系了三件事情。
And here concerns three things.
第一就是人的方法问的问题。
That's the man's methodology.
第二就是神的方法论的问题。
The second is God's methodology.
第三就是次序之间的问题。
And the third is the order of this.
所以我认为保罗的解经
and the Bible interpretation of Paul
是非常有特别的见地在他里面。
It is a very special point that he has.
所以大家看 创世纪的时候
，So when he read this Genesis，
他看见根本律法还没有存在。
He said that law was not existed then。
所以亚伯拉罕得救是凭着什么方法呢
？So based on what that Abraham was saved？
亚伯拉罕蒙恩是凭着什么资格呢
？And based on what qualification he had the grace from God？
所以第四章一开始的时候
，So when he begins with chapter four，
他就为恩典论做一个真正的定义。
And he also make a definition for a doctrine of grace。
人的恩典，领受神的恩典是凭着什么呢？
That man received the grace of God based on what?
是凭着我们的行为吗
？Is it based on our conduct?
不是。
No.
是不是凭着我们的功劳呢
？Is it based on our merit?
不是。
No.
是因为我们做工吗
？Is it because we work?
也不是。
No.
如果我做工得到一些东西，这不叫做恩典，这叫做工价。
If I were to work and get something, this is my wages, it's not a grace.
如果因为我有功劳，我得到一些赏赐，这是我应得的奖赏。
And because if I'm married, I got some reward, that's my award.
是因为我的行为吗
？Is it because of my conduct?
这更是不可能的。
All the more, it is not possible.
因为保罗已经证明了犹太人同外邦人。都在罪恶的中间，他们的行为是污秽的。
Because Paul has proven that the Gentiles, the Jews, they are all in sin, they are all filthy.
不但是行为是污秽的
，Not only their conduct is filthy，
他们思想也是污秽的。
Even is polluted with their mind，
他们心灵也是污秽的。
Even with their spirit is polluted。
所以人所犯的罪，不但有肉身的罪，更有思想意念的罪。跟你心灵对神不敬拜的罪。
So we sin not only just physically, but also our mind, our spirit, and also we don't fear God.
这样就一个很重要的问题要发出来。
And then a very important question would be asked.
一个罪人的身上还能出什么良善出来
？From a sinner, what kind of good can we have?
你从一个罪人的生命中间，你盼望他产生什么良善
？For the life of a sinner, what kind of good can we have?
这是不可能的。
It is not possible.
如果一个人到上帝的面前
，Because a man comes to God.
上帝啊，我有这么多。
God, I have all this goodness.
上帝，我做的好行为。
God, I have do good things.
上帝，我有这么多的功劳。
God, I have all this merit.
那么你一定要施恩给我。
That you must give the grace to me.
上帝摇头对你说。
God shook his head and said,
你所有的良善都是我的恩典。
All the goodness that we have already coming from my.
所有的罪恶都是你的责任。
And all the sins is your responsibility.
所以全本圣经没有留下人借着自己的功劳可以得到上帝喜悦的任何地步。
So the whole Bible denied that man through themselves can receive the grace of God.
你还记得我们上一次讲最后一个故事吗
？Do you still remember the story we told the last time?
一个小孩子要在王宫里面拿到的果子来医治他病的妈妈。
And that a kid wanted to go to the palace to get a fruit to heal his mother.
当他得着果子以后呢
？When he got the fruit,
他拿出几张的臭钱
，and with a few money he wanted to give,
要交给这个皇太子
to the king.
叫皇太子说，请你收回去。
The prince said, "No, take it back your money."
如果你要拿钱出来
，because if you want to buy with money，
而且是这么臭的小钱
，and such a broken money，
我会大发脾气的。
Then I will lose my temper.
你以为王宫里的这些东西可以用钱买的
？You thought the things the palace can be bought with money？
我今天把这个东西给你，不是因为你的钱有资格买这个东西。
That I give this thing to you not because you have money to buy，
是因为我怜悯你
，but because I pity on you。
我知道你母亲在大病的中间
，I know your mother is sick，
所以我就同情你把这个东西给你。
I sympathize with you. I give this thing to you。
神对人也是这样
，and so also is with God。
所以保罗就把这个观念铸成一个很重要的恩典神学。
And Paul has organized all this in the doctrine of grace。
恩典神学的教训
，the doctrine of grace，
继续不断在保罗的书信里面表达出来。
It continued to express in the book of Paul。
当一个基督徒真正明白什么叫做信仰的时候
，when a Christian truly understand what is faith，
你就知道呢，这是出于神主动的怜悯。
Then you know that it is God who took initiative to have compassion on us.
不是出于人足够蒙悦纳的心。
No, it is because we are qualified to receive the grace.
所以不是做工的功效。
Not because we work, we have the wage.
不是在我们行为里面蒙悦纳。
Not because we have conduct.
不是我们的功劳得到上帝的心。
Not because we got a merit, God is pleased with us.
神自己的恩典赐给我们。
But God by His grace give it to us.
所以就是说，已经犯罪以后的人
，which is after men have sinned，
怎么样解决罪恶的问题
？How to solve the problem of sin？
绝对不是从罪人本身可以产生一个方法出来。
Absolutely not true. The sinner can develop a methodology.
从圣洁的神赐下的恩典。
But it is from the Holy God who have the grace upon us.
圣洁的神看有罪的人应当怎么看呢
？The Holy God, how can he view sinners?
你说最严格的、最公义的方法就是定罪。
The more righteous way is that he want to condemn us.
所以当你到法院里面去的时候
，So when you go to court,
罪人受审判
，There the sinner the judge.
法官在审判的台前
，And the judge is sitting there.
他就凭着法律。
And according to the laws,
一条一条指出 罪人所犯的错误。
One by one will condemn you.
如果他的证据充足的话
，If his evidence is sufficient，
证人充足的话
，And also the witnesses is sufficient，
物品证据充足的话
，And also all the evidence that there，
你没有办法再抵赖了。
And there's no way you want to make excuses.
你只能说我承认我犯了这个罪。
You can only say that I admit that I've sinned.
犯了罪，你承认以后
，And after I've done wrong，
法官怎么讲呢
？And what did the judge say？
你承认了。
You admit now?
明白了吗
you understand
你犯了什么罪吗
What kind of sin do you have
第几条第几条第几条
Which article is that?
你说我承认了
You say admit、啊、
你既然承认你可以回家了
And now you can admit Now you can go back you say,
是不是这样啊
Is that so?
不是这样
No
法院按照法律按照公义来说你承认以后他就打下一个印叫你进监牢
And according to the court according to the law when you have confessed your sin you will be put to jail
我请问你
I want to ask you
今天有哪一个人可以说法官这么做是不对的
Today is anyone who can say that it is wrong with the judge to condemn you
你不能说他不对、啊、
You cannot say that it is wrong
因为整个国家的尊严
Because the dignity honor of the government
整个社会的安全
And also the security of the society
整个历史的顺畅
And also the flow of the history
法律一定要制裁限制那些危害公安的人
Law must be upheld to condemn those who have sinned
所以当查出你的罪
So when you have sinned and exposed
有法律证据足够的时候
And the law evidence is allowed
把这些罪人关进监牢是应该
When these sinners have been in prison it is not too reasonable
所以这本圣经所传讲的信息跟每一个世界的文化有许多不同的地方
So what's being expounded is probably so different from the culture of the world
最不同的地方是什么呢
What's the most different thing
我们若认自己的罪
If we were to confess our sins
上帝是信实的
God is honest
上帝是公义的
God is righteous
他必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
That will forgive our sins and also wash all our sins
可能我们从小听这些话听惯了
Maybe when we are young we heard all this and
我们在教会里面可能已经听惯这些话
We take for granted in the church
然后我们把这些话当作理所当然
We take it for granted then
你知道这些话是违背所有国家的宪法的吗
Do you know that this statement actually go against
这原来是违背上帝公义的要求
Go against the demand of righteousness of God
因为神比法官更公义
Because God is more righteous than judges
神的要求比世界的法律更严格
And the demand of God is higher than the law
那么为什么神会告诉我们这样的话
Then what is that God says as a statement
你若承认自己的罪
If you were to confess your sins
上帝是信实的
God is honest
上帝是公义的
God is righteous
必要赦免我们一切的罪
He will forgive all our sins
洗净我们一切的不义
And to cleanse Or iniquities.
你说上帝是糊涂到这个地步吗
You say if God is so loose in
his mind 把有罪犯的人随便放掉
For those who have sinned He want to let them go
一认罪就放掉
You confess you are let go
再认罪再放掉
And the more you confess The more you are being let go
如果马来西亚把所有犯罪的人都这样放掉的话
If Malaysia would let go all these criminals
那么罪人遍游全马来西亚
Then the criminals will wander in Malaysia
国家一定乱七八糟的
Then you will be in chaos in Malaysia
难道基督教是这样的教训吗
Then is a Christian teaches the
thing 你说是啊是这样的教
训 Oh yes the Bible says so
但是请你注意约翰一书第一章第九节这两句话
But you want to pay attention First John chapter 1 verse 9 These two statements it says
上帝凭什么赦免我们的罪洗净我们的不义
Based on what that God want to forgive our sin and cleanse our iniquities
因为他是信实的
Because he is the faithful God
因为他是公义的
Because he is the righteous God
当我小的时候我思想这句话我认为约翰一定很老了很糊涂写错了
When I was young I thought that probably this John is too old
我不懂的
I couldn't understand why you write this
我心里想如果我写我大概怎么样写
I thought that if I were to write I would write this way
我应该这样写
I would write this way
如果我们认自己的罪
If we were to confess our sin
上帝是蛮有慈爱的
God has mercy
上帝是蛮有怜悯的
God has compassion
他就不计较我们的罪
Then he would not count as a sinner
洗净我们的一切的不义
You cleanse our iniquities
这样就很对了对不对
And that's right
你有罪
You've seen?
他有慈爱
yes,
他有怜悯
yes,
有赦免你的罪
you forgive your sins.
但是后来我越长大的时候
But the more that I grew
我思想圣经的时候
And I thought through the Bible
我慢慢明白了为什么这两句要出来
And I understand why this statement are there
因为上帝是信实的
Because God is faithful
因为上帝是公义
Because God is just
那信实这两个字什么意思
And what's meant faithful and just
神对他本性负责任的描写
And which means God is faithful to His own nature.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
他所讲的话，他一定要做到。
Why did He say He must do it?
这个叫做他言语的可信的程度。
Which means His word is reliable.
如果一个人讲什么做什么。
If a member say and do what he does,
如果一个人跟你签了又不会用的话。
If he were to sign an agreement with you and never destroy the agreement.
你与他长久做朋友的时候。
And when you befriend with him.
你就感到这个人是可以结交的。
You know that he could be befriend.
这种朋友是可以相信。
And such a friend can be trustworthy.
这个朋友是可信的。
He is reliable.
所以这个信是什么意思呢？
So when they're faithful.
就是诚实意思。
Which is honest.
在孔子的书里面，你读到信这个字，你马上解释成诚实，你就明白。
In Confucius' book, when I read about this faithfulness, which means it's honest.
孔子说，物信而好古。
He said that I am faithful and likewise in the past.
他不是说我有信心。
He doesn't say I have faith.
他是说我很真诚，实实在在，而且我实在渴慕古代的贤人智慧。
He said very sincerely, I love the ancient classic and the ancient saints.
所以中文古书“信”这个字就是 sincerity。就是那个诚信真实的意思。
And in the classic, when they say this is faithful, it means sincerity.
所以呢，上帝是信实的。
So God is faithful.
上帝是公义的。
God is just.
这两句话一讲出来的时候
，When these two statements are being preached,
就保证了下面那两句话是可以行出来的。
It assures that the following two statements can be practiced.
前面两句是什么呢
？What are the first two?
上帝是信实的。
God is.
上帝是公义的。
God is just.
后面两句是什么呢
？And then he says.
所以他赦免我们的罪，洗净。我们一切的不义。
He will forget our sins and cleanse also us from our unrighteous.
那么上帝的信实怎么解释呢
？How do we interpret God's faithfulness?
就是神是立约的上帝。
Which means God is the covenant God.
神是应许的上帝。
God is the God of promise.
所以这样的神的应许是主动的。
So God's promise is that taking His own nature.
神的立约是神的本性。
And God's covenant is on nature.
你的名叫是什么
？What is your name?
我的名是自由拥有的。
My name also is I exist forever and ever.
我的名是耶和华。
It's Jehovah.
耶和华什么意思呢
？What is Jehovah?
就是那立约的信实的神。
The covenant God who make covenant is
faithful. 因为我们的神是信实的。
Because our God is faithful.
所以他的应许从来不会落空。
His promise will not fail.
因为我们的神是信实的。
Because our God is faithful.
所以他的立约是永远不改变的。
His covenant will never change.
我们基督教的圣经称为旧约同新约合起来的圣经。
And we Christian, our Bible is called the Old Testament and New Testament.
这就是神与以色列人所立的约。以及在基督里面同教会所立的新约。
And this is also the covenant God has made with the Jew in the past and also with the Christian in the new.
神与我们不一样的地方在哪里
？The difference of God as compared to us.
我们一高兴的时候随便讲话。
When we are happy, we simply talk anything.
人家问你可以不可以？好好，我一定帮助你。
When people ask, we make promises, but you forget.
我们常常讲话有没有去做
？Many times we say we never do.
所以久而久之，人家看我们不可信。
Then people say that we are not faithful.
但是神不是如此。
But such not with God.
神是信。
God is faithful.
甚至真诚的。
God is true.
永远没有改变。
And forever you will not change.
这位立约的上帝。
And this God of covenant.
应许的上帝。
God promise.
凭着他的诚信、真实、守约、施慈爱，直到永永远远的上帝。
And according to his honesty, he wants to keep his promise forever and ever.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
凭着他的信实。
According to his faithfulness.
他赦免我们的罪。
He forgives our sins.
洗净我们的不义。
And cleanse our unrighteousness.
第二样。
The second,
凭着他的公义赦免了我的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And according to righteousness, we want to cleanse our sin also.
照公义应当定罪才对吗
？Because according to righteousness, we must be condemned.
我们刚才说，当法官照着宪法定罪的时候，你认罪，他有公义就定罪才对的。
We say that the judge according to the laws, when he confesses sin, you must be condemned.
那为什么呢？公义变成赦免了我们的罪呢？
Why is that when God is righteous, it becomes that He forgives our sins?
我其实一直想想不通。
I thought and thought I couldn't understand initially.
后来我明白了。
Later on, I understand.
在应许中间有替罪的羔羊。
Because in the promise, there's a substitutional lamb.
在他的信实中间有永远的慈爱。
Because in His faithfulness, there's the everlasting mercy.
所以如果上帝用他的信实应许了有赦罪的恩典的话，他的公义就可以在基督的身上刑罚，而使我们。
Because if God would promise a faithfulness, His covenant, He won't forget our sins. In the Lamb of substitution, He will cover all our sins.
这样，什么叫做上帝是公义的呢
？What do you mean that God is faithful?
因为他也把基督当作我们代罪的羔羊。
Because He will deem Christ Jesus as a substitutional lamb.
而耶稣基督在十字架上的死。
The death of Christ on the cross
就是满足了上帝对义的要求。
It satisfied the demand of God in His righteousness.
满足了神对罪的愤怒。
It also fulfilled the wrath of God in His law.
满足了神对罪人的审判。
And also it fulfilled also the judgment of God in sin.
满足了律法对我们这个违背律法的人的咒诅同追讨。
It also fulfilled the curse and also the search of our sins in law.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以这样因为神是公义的，所以审判了基督以后，就不再审判那些相信耶稣基督的。
Because God is righteous, after you judge Christ Jesus, you will no more judge us as sinners.
这个是基督教恩典论的最高峰。
And that's the climax of the doctrine of grace in Christianity.
归正神就告诉我们有两种恩典。
Reformed theology tells you there are two kinds of grace.
第一种叫做普遍之恩。
The first common grace.
就是我们每天领受的都是恩典。
Because everything that we receive daily is by grace.
我们住在这个地球上是恩典。
This planet that we stay is by grace.
没有另外一个星球的环境像地球一样。
Because there's no other planet which is like the earth.
我们地层上的空气是恩典。
And also the air that is there also is by grace of God.
我们地球上的水分是恩典。
And also the water which is there is also by grace of God.
我们整个生态学的循环是恩典。
The whole cycle of this ecology is by grace of God.
地球斜23度是恩典。
Then 23 degrees that the earth tilt also is by grace of God.
四季的周而复始是恩典。
And also the repetition of four seasons is by grace of God.
人一切的一切领受都是恩典。
All that we receive is by grace of God.
这些恩典加起来叫做普遍恩。
And all this coming together is called common grace.
Common grace.
Common grace.
为什么叫 common?
What do you mean by common grace?
不但是赐给基督徒，也是赐给所有活在世界上的。
Because it is given not only to Christians, but all men who live on the earth.
但归正神就告诉还有第二个恩典。
But Reformed theology tells us the second kind of grace.
这个叫做救赎恩典。
That is called saving grace.
我们领受了这一切恩典。
We receive all this grace.
是为了这一生几十年活在世界上的需要。
So that for our need in our life on the earth.
为了身体的需要。
Because of physical need.
为了健康的需要。
Because of our need of our health.
为了我们物质方面的需要。
Because of materialistic need.
我们有了普遍之恩。
When we had a common grace.
那恩典的高峰不在普遍之恩的。
But the climate of grace is not in the common grace.
乃是救赎之恩的。
But in the saving grace.
也就是罪人犯了罪。到底要怎么办？
But sinner, after they've sinned, what then can they do?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
如果你知道有一个人，
If you know there's a person,
常常亲近你，
The many times he come close to you,
但是他是犯了艾滋病的人，
He has the AIDS.
你怎么样呢？
What do you do?
你会不会说你艾滋，我爱你？
You say you have AIDS, but I love you.
他说你爱我，我害死你。
You say you love me, but I murder you.
所以你爱他就变成他害你。
So you love him and he will cause you to die.
当你发现他有艾滋病的时候，
So when you discover he has AIDS,
如果你是不客气的，
If you are someone who is very straight,
马上对他不要靠近我，
say, Don't come close to me.
你知道不知道你有艾滋病？
Do you know you have AIDS?
我不要给你传染，
I don't want to be infected by you.
如果你客气的话，
But if you are good enough,
你就当作不知道，
You say I don't know.
慢慢离开他，
You just leave him slowly.
但他还来找你，
But you still come close to
me. 你就想办法搬家。
Then you want to move your home.
他再来到你，他找你的地址，再找到你的家。
But you need to get a new address and come to you again.
你就移民。
Then you migrate.
因为你不要伤他的心。
Because you want to hurt him.
这是别人。
Because this is others.
但是我问你，
But I ask,
如果你知道犯艾滋病的人不是别人，是你的孩子，你
怎么办？ But the one who have had, if it were to be your son,
你会不会说我就移民？
Would you say I migrate?
让你在这里慢慢自己死掉。
Then you stay here, you die on your own.
我要搬到加拿大去。
I'll migrate to Canada.
因为你有艾滋病。
Because you have AIDS.
现在父母不管你了。
Your parents wouldn't care about you.
你大概不会这么做。
No, you won't do that.
你可能这么做的。
Maybe you will do.
你可能不会这么做。
Maybe you will not.
如果你对你的孩子真正的爱的话。
Because if you truly love your children.
你可能第一。
The first.
你替他遮盖，不宣布他有艾滋病。
You want to cover.Would not say that he have AIDS.
你不会把他抓到学校里面，小心的，我的孩子有艾滋病。
You want to take him to the school and say that my son have AIDS.
大家小心，就有艾滋病。
Because we have AIDS.
可能你会替他遮盖。
Maybe you cover up for him.
你批判大家。
You will cover up for him.
你不要人家知道。
You don't want to know.
但你暗暗的去找最好的医生。
But you want to find the best doctor for him.
如果可能把他医好的话。
If it's possible, you want to heal him.
就是你卖房产。
Even you sell all your property.
你卖所有的金刚钻。
All your property.
你卖所有的产业。
All your diamonds.
能够把他医好，你也甘愿。
If you can heal him, you're
satisfied. 因为他是你骨中之骨，肉中之肉。
Because it's the blood of your blood.
所以这个问题就变成一个很重要的关键。
So this one, the key of the question.
人犯罪以后要怎么样？
After man have sinned, what can he do?
上帝看人犯罪以后。
God said after men have sinned,
心中难过。 难过到什么地步呢？
Sad until such a stage,
难过到像人后悔的时候那种难过。
And just like man who repent,
你后悔的时候，
at a time when you feel
你后悔的时候， regret,
regret,
当你一件事情永远不能再回头的时候，
when a thing cannot be redone,
你后悔后悔，
you regret,
后悔到要撞头，
but you want to knock your head,
后悔到你要捶胸，
you want to beat yourself,
后悔到你顿足，
you want to,
我为什么那个时候不这么做？
Why say don't do in such a manner?
你就明白圣经说上帝后悔造人的意思是什么。
Then you understand why God said he regret that he created man.
当上帝后悔造人这句话讲出来的时候，
When the Bible said God regret that he created man,
不是表示上帝做错事情他现在后悔
了。It doesn't mean that God has done something wrong, he regret that now.
因为他是用人的语言来表达人所能明白的痛苦的心情。
Because using man's language, they can understand what you feel when you regret it. God said that he regretted.
人犯罪是神赐给人的自由才可能犯罪。
It is because man sin because he used the freedom that God has given to man.
那么上帝到底不知道，知道不知道，人也会犯罪。
Then would God know or not know that man was sin in the future?
因为如果上帝没有把自由给他所创造的人
，Because if not given the liberty to man that is created,
人就没有可能犯罪。
Then there's no possibility that man can sin.
那么上帝为什么把自由给人呢？
Then why did God give the liberty to man?
因为如果神没有把自由给人的话
，Because if God has not given liberty to man,
人就不是人。
Then man is not.
人之所以是人
，the man is man.
因为人有道德功能
，Because man has a function of ethics.
而道德功能的真正基础就是实在的自由。
And the function of ethics, the basis of ethics, because we have the true freedom.
The freedom is the real foundation of morality.
因为我们的自由乃是我们真正的道德的基础。
如果我们没有自由的话
，If we don't have a freedom,
我们不能成为道德的活物。
Then we cannot be a moral being.
所以神把自由赐给人。
So God has given freedom to us.
那么当人犯罪以后怎么办呢
？After men have sinned, what can they do?
神难过万分。
God feels so sad.
但是神为我们预备了救赎之恩。
But God has prepared a saving grace for us.
救赎之恩才是真正全本圣经最重要的主题。
The saving grace is the most important theme of the Bible.
那么今天有许多的人走犹太人的律法主义的道路。
So a lot of people want to walk in the legalistic way of the Jews.
所以其他的宗教都不明白救赎之恩。
So other religions cannot understand the saving grace.
试试看靠我的行为。
To my own conduct.
靠我的功劳。
To my own merit.
将功补过。
That means you might better to cover my shortcomings.
盼望得到上帝的喜悦。
Hope that God will please with me.
如果我的好行为比我的坏行为更多的话，
If my good conduct is better than my bad conduct,
我可能会进天堂。
Maybe I'll go to heaven.
如果我的坏行为比好行为更多的话，
If my evil surpass my goodness,
可能我会下地狱的。
Maybe I'll go to hell.
所以我们常常纪念我们做过多少好事。
So remember what goodness that we have done.
我们常常忘记我们做过多少坏事。
We forgot how much evil we have done.
从前有个财主，
There was a rich man.
很坏。
He's very bad.
对人很坏。
Very evil.
对伙计很坏。
And to the also the workers is very bad.
整个社会的人都对他们感到恶名昭彰。
And the community know that he's an evil man.
但是这个人死了以后呢？
But after this man has passed away,
他就跑到天堂的门口去。
He went to the gate of the heaven.
他就说我要进去。
He said I want to go in.
因为我在地上用钱什么都可以做到。
Because upon the earth I can use my money to do everything I want.
我要进去，你要给我进去。
So I want to go in. You better let me in.
天使就好，你等一等。
The angel said, "Wait and wait."
他去查生命树。
He will check
生命册子。
He will check the book of life.
你名叫什么
？What's your name?
查查查查查。
And check and check.
从 A 到 Z 查不到他的名字。
And A to Z cannot find his name.
他说你不能进来。
You cannot come in.
这个人说呢
saying,
我做过好事，怎么不能进来
？I've done good things. How come I cannot go?
天使说你做过什么好事
？What good thing have you done? The angel asked.
我曾经两毛钱给一个乞丐。
I've given 20 cents to a beggar.
那一次我帮助他，不然他那天就死了。
And that day I have him, if not he will die.
我做过这个好事，怎么不能上天堂？
Since the good thing I've done, how come I cannot go to heaven?
天使问上帝说，那怎么办呢？
The angel asked God, what can I do now?
他做过好事。
He's done good thing before.
帮助个人两毛钱。
He helped a beggar with 20 cents.
上帝回答说，
God said,
那么给他两毛钱，给他坐 bus 到地狱去就好。
Give him 20 cents so they take a bus and go to the hell.
当然，这个故事不是记在圣经里面。
Of course, this book, this thing, this story is not.
但是这清楚告诉我们，
But clearly to tell,
神不在乎我们的行为。
God did not pay too attention to our conduct.
这不是说我们不要做好事。
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't do good.
是说我们如果真正做好事，要靠着恩典做，不是靠着自己罪性以后的行为可以去。
We think it isn't through grace of God, not through own sinful nature can we do good.
所以这一段圣经到了第八节的时候
，So when it comes to verse 8,
除了讲恩典之外
，after they talk about grace,
就讲到人的。方法论的问题。
You talk about human methodology.
神是用什么办法？
What kind of method God used?
从上用恩典。
From above he used grace.
从下用信心。
From below he used faith.
人不是凭着行为的方法到上帝面
前。It's not through contact man come to God.
人不是凭着宗教的功劳到上帝面前。
Man cannot through religious merit.
人是凭着对神的信心到上帝面前。
But by faith he come to God.
这个观念就变成新约圣经里面很重要的一个关键。
This concept become the key in the New Testament.
在约翰福音里面一共有99次信心这个字。
In the book of John 99 times we talk about faith.
全本新约圣经有270多处信心这个字。
And more than 270 times we talk about faith in the New
Testament. 单单在希伯来书第十一章就有几十次提到信心这个字。
And the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the tens of times we talk
about
faith.
人不是因为行为蒙悦纳。
It is not because our conduct we are pleased with God.
人是凭着信蒙悦纳。
It is by faith we are acceptable to God.
人若非有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Apart from God, by faith man cannot be pleased with God.
因为到上帝面前来的必须信。有上帝
because he who come before God must first believe that God is there
有信他施恩给寻求他的人
and believe that he will give grace to those who seek after him
那么这个信是从人这方面应当对神的反应
so this faith becomes a response from human
我们已经在第一章提到两种信心
because in the first chapter we mentioned two kinds of faith
一种最基本的信仰
the most basic faith
就是最基本的真理的种子
which is the seed of a faith is in us
上帝已经种植在人心灵的深处里面
God has planted that deep in the heart
所以呢我们不可压制它
So we cannot suppress it
如果我们压制真理的话
If we were to suppress this truth
神的愤怒就临到我们的身上
God's wrath will fall upon us
我们就特别不可能从第一种信进到第二种信的范围里面
Then from the first basic faith we cannot enter into the realm of second kind of faith
那是最基本的信心
And that's a fundamental faith
内容是什么呢
What is the content of that
就是信神是存在的
To believe that God exists
所以全世界真正无神论的人是很少。
So there's no true atheist in the world.
一个真正无神论到年老的时候都变成有神论。
Because the one who truly atheist when it comes to old, he will believe that God is there.
因为他人生的经验越多的时候，他越思想越不明白，除非他相信有一位神。
Because the more experiences that he had, the more he think, the more he can understand other than the fact that God is there.
连毛泽东没有死以前都两次说，我不久以后会去见上帝。
Even Mao Zedong before he died twice said, before long I'll go and see.
当然他不知道见的时候会给上帝打一巴掌
Of course he would not know when he got to see God God was slapping to
但是他从这种人的口里面讲这句话
But from this kind of man he would say that
I'm going to see God soon
我快要去见神了
这个是 Snow Edgar Snow 把这个话翻译给外国人听
Edgar Snow actually have said this to the foreigners
因为他对 Edgar Snow 美国的记者讲这句话
Because to the journalist Edgar Snow he said that
不久以后我要去见上帝
Before long I will go and see God
这句话证明无神论的人到年老的时候信上帝的那个种子是还在
Which is only to prove that the seed of the faith is in the atheist
他一生一直压制那个东西
But for his whole life is suppressed
所以没有办法进到第二种的信心
So he cannot enter into the second area of faith
那么罗马书第四章所讲的是第二种的信心
So Romans chapter 4 talk about second kind of faith
所以这里说亚伯兰信上帝这就成为他的义
And so you see Abraham believed in God and that is reckoned as righteousness
这句话很重要
It's important with this statement
亚伯拉罕蒙神悦纳的时候
Because when Abraham is acceptable by God
那时候还没有律法
There's no law yet
如果还没有律法
If there's no law
人怎么可能蒙上帝悦纳
How can man be acceptable to God
如果没有律法
If there's no law
人就可以蒙上帝悦纳
That man can be acceptable by God
那你就知道上帝喜悦人的办法方法论不是因为行律法。
Then you know the way that God is pleased with man is through the way of the law.
所以这是提到方法论的问题。
So they talk about methodology.
所以神不是用立功之法，乃是用信主之法。
It's not through a way of adhering to the laws, but to believing in Jesus.
立功之法完全是人本的。
When you adhere to the law, that's human center.
信主之法是神本的。
Believing in Jesus is God's center.
当你信的时候
，When you believe，
你就把自己跟神上面来的恩典连在一起。
So you want to unite yourself with God from the grace from above.
这是真正天人合 一的唯一的可能。
And there's a true possibility of a unity of heaven and man.
因为这个方法论不是人想出来的。
Because that methodology doesn't come from man.
人想出来一定是宗教性的行为同功劳。
Because when man can think of something, that's not a religious performance.
人所能得到的真正的方法
，the true method that man can have，
是神那边赐下来的。
Is what God has given.
恩典跟信心的配合。
Grace and also the harmony in faith.
神把恩典赐下来。
God has given the grace.
人把信心回应出来。
Man respond in faith.
当一个人没有压制那基本信心的时候，他就很可能产生对神恩典的第二种信心。
If a man does not suppress the fundamental faith, it's possible they respond to second faith.
亚伯拉罕是这种方法论最清楚的例证。
And this Abraham is a clear example of this second kind of grace.
所以保罗不用别人。
Paul did not use others.
他就单单把亚伯拉罕的例子提出来。
He mentioned the example of Abraham.
所以这个礼拜跟下个礼拜。
So this week and next week,
我们要讲亚伯拉罕的信心的问题。
We're talking about the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信上帝，
Abraham,
这就算他的义。
Abraham believed in God, that's reckoned as righteousness.
请问亚伯拉罕有没有罪啊？
Abraham is your sin?
有啊。
Oh yes.
亚伯拉罕做人有没有错误啊？
Have you done anything wrong? Yes.
他几次说谎话？
A few times he lied.
圣经都记载下来。
The Bible even recorded that.
为什么说谎话了？
How come he lied?
因为他娶了绝代的美女。
Because he married a very beautiful lady.
他的妻子 absolutely beauty.
但是他的太美了。
为什么呢？
Why?
亚伯兰75岁离开这一个这乌尔离开这哈兰的时候。
When this at age 75 he left the Ur,
上帝说
God said,
你离开本族。
You leave your own home.
离开本地。
Your own home.
离开你的父家。
Your own parents home.
他就离开了。
He left.
把他的太太带去。
And brought along his wife.
那个时候他太太65岁。
65 was the age.
65岁的女人。
65 years old, a lady.
大概不会像苹果。
Would not be like an apple.
多是65岁的女人比较像 Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Maybe like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
那么亚伯兰把这个太太带走的时候。
And Abraham brought this wife.
人见人睁大眼睛。
But people stare at her.
人见人爱。
People love her.
所以亚伯兰知道这一生最麻烦的就是娶了太漂亮的太太。
So Abraham knows that problem with him is that in his life he has married a beautiful wife.
太太两个太够了，再加一个太漂亮就不好了。
And a Thai which is two Thai in beauty.
Three Thai is no good.
No good in three Thai.
所以这个太太太漂亮了。
This Thai Thai is too beautiful.
所以怎么办呢？
What to do now?
丈夫产生心理病。
So there's a psychological problem with the wife.
这么漂亮。
So beautiful.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
如果别人也喜欢她。
If people also like
her. 那我不在的时候跟人家抢去怎么办呢？
And now if I'm not around,
我回来就找不到她了。
I cannot find her now.
如果我在的时候人抢她，就跟我打败又怎么办呢？
If people fight with me, I cannot fight with them.
如果你要娶很漂亮的太太
，So you want to marry a beautiful wife，
你一定要特别强壮。
You must build up your body。
谁都打不过你
，No one can fight you。
你才能保护她住
，Then you can protect her。
那么她也比较平安，有一个这么大的 bodyguard。
And she feels secure because it's a bodyguard。
但是亚伯兰讲，我也已经比她大十岁，75岁了。
And Abraham said I'm
65岁了
，10 years older。
亚伯兰85岁的时候
，When Abraham was 85，
太太75岁
，The wife was 75。
亚伯兰95岁的时候
，95 with Abraham。
太太85岁
，85 with the wife。
亚伯兰110岁的时候
，110。
太太100岁了。所以当他周游各国的时候
，So when he wandered in all nations，
跑到一个地方去
，He came to a place，
遇到一个王
，He met a king，
那个地方的人看他太太那么漂亮
，And they saw that so beautiful with the wife，
就告诉那个王
，And tell the king，
一个美女来了
，A beautiful lady now is here，
美得不得了
，So beautiful，
我们这国家里面没一个人像她那么
，No one is so beautiful as her，
这个王说，那带来给我看吧
，And the king said bring her to me，
他们就来找亚伯拉罕
，And they come to Abraham，
这个是谁
？Who is she？
亚伯兰说
：“Abraham say，
我妹妹
，my sister，
为什么呢
？Why？
如果他说我太太
，if you say my wife，
那很简单，先把亚伯兰杀死，他就拿去。
Then you can kill Abraham and take the wife。
我妹妹
，is my sister。
那么你不但不害他，还要向你求情，可以不可以借你妹妹一下
？And they said， can I marry your sister？
什么 marry？ 借一下
，can I borrow your sister？
我借一下看看好不好
？Can I borrow your sister？
带到王宫给王帝看好不好
？And take her to the king。
所以亚伯兰求他的太太。
So this Abraham back from.
我告诉你，很多做丈夫的后来什么都求太太，就是因为太太太漂亮。
And many of these husbands beg the wife because the wife is too beautiful.
如果你娶比较难看，你就一生做她的王，你懂不懂
？And if you marry one who is less beautiful, maybe you will be her king for the life.
所以世界呢，得的就是失，失的就是得。
So what you gain, you lose. What you lose, you gain.
所以如果两个一样漂亮，打架比较有本钱。
So if the two are equally beautiful, then it's there's a qualification for the fight.
他说太太，我求你好不好
？So my wife, can I beg you？
如果人家问你你是谁，你不要说是我太太哦。
If people ask you who are you, don't say you are my wife。
你告诉他是我妹妹。
Tell them you are my sister。
那这样我就因你得到保护，我的命就可以保住。
Then because of you, I'm protected with my life。
那么你呢也比较不危险。
Then you will not be too dangerous with you。
其实的
，actually，
这一件事情亚伯兰是很自私的。
Abraham is selfish in this.
因为他讲撒拉是他太太，他的太太就每时每刻可以给人娶去，就可以破坏他们的婚姻。
Because when he said that Sarah is a sister, every moment Sarah can be taken away.
但是他没有办法。
But he has no way out.
因为许多强权在他四周。
Because he has a power surrounding us.
他就这样做了。
And he did that.
所以亚伯兰不是没有罪的人。
So Abraham was something who was wrong.
亚伯兰是罪人生下的罪人。
Because he was born by the sinner.
所以约伯后来讲一句话。
So Job later on says,
夫人所生的有哪一个是圣洁的？
He who is born by the woman who is this holy.
夫人所生的有哪一个是没有罪的？
Which one is a sinner who is born by woman?
我们为妇女所生，年纪短少，却多有痛苦。
We are born by women, now we are short with our life and suffering in our life too.
约伯在那里叹息的伟大的话语。
Job was saying with a great statement.
所以我们在这个罪人的后代中间，我们不能没有犯罪。
So we are offspring of the sinner, so we cannot but sin.
亚伯兰也是罪人。
Abraham was a sinner.
那为什么上帝称亚伯兰为义呢？
Then why is that God reckon Abraham as righteous?
亚伯兰知道自己有软弱。
Because Abraham knows his own weakness.
他知道罪是一件事实。
He knows that sin is a fact.
他知道人的软弱。若没有办法靠自己的力量的事
，And then man cannot through their own way solve the problem.
他更知道一件事情
，All the more he knows.
因为神会解决我的问题
，There's God who can solve my problem.
因为神说要坚信依靠他
，There's God whom I got to depend on.
他对我讲什么话，我都要吸收
，Whatever he say, I got to take it.
他对我讲的话，我都要相信
，Whatever he say, I got to believe.
这就是亚伯兰的特点
，And that's a strong point of Abraham.
所以神把亚伯兰当作朋友。
And also God reckoned Abraham as friend.
你看全本圣经里面
The whole Bible.
这世界历史有几个人上帝说他是我的朋友
The whole history of the world, how many people that God can say that he's my friend?
什么叫做朋友呢
One my friend.
可以谈心的人
We can talk heart to heart.
有困难的时候
When there are difficulties.
你告诉他
I will tell him.
因为他有耳朵没有嘴巴
Because he has a ear without the mouth.
所以呢他听了他不传出去
And he'll say without preaching it.
这个叫做可以做朋友的人
He's a friend heart to heart
你们今天接朋友你们常常接有耳朵但是嘴巴比耳朵更大的那种朋友
Because today when you befriend those who have one ear but many mouth
你告诉他
You tell him
我单单告诉你
I only tell you
你不要告诉别人
You tell others
他也对别人说我也单单告诉你你不要告诉别人
Also you tell others I only tell you don't tell others
别人再告诉别人我单单告诉你你不要告诉别人
The others will tell others I only tell you but don't tell others
而他的自己人是你的别人
And also he is your own person is your others
而你把他当作自己人他不把你当作自己人
You deem him as a close friend but he doesn't deem him as a close friend
所以每一个人就是别人的别人
So every people is the others of others
所以你不必说请大家告诉大家
So you don't tell the others tell others by others
你请一个不要告诉大家大家就从一个听到大家
So you tell one they don't tell others and that
others 哇你说糟糕糟糕了
So say, now it's bad.
我不能再跟他做朋友了。
So from today onward, I cannot befriend him.
亚伯拉罕不是如此。
Abraham is not so.
神可以跟亚伯拉罕谈心。
God can talk heart to heart with Abraham.
神甚至不要有一件事他自己知道，亚伯拉罕不知道。
Not one thing that God knows, but Abraham doesn't know.
如果你太太知道有一些事你从来不让他知道，他一定不满意。
If your wife would know there's something that she never knows, you will not feel satisfied.
如果有一些事情你丈夫永远不能知道你的事情，你一定有问题。
And also, if something the husband cannot know from you, there's something wrong with you.
夫妻之间的关系
，that the relation with husband and wife
是赤诚相待的关系。
It is only about openness.
朋友之间的关系
，and also friendship
是心可交流的关系。
And it we can talk heart to heart.
神有一次说
，and God once said,
这是我岂能隐瞒我的朋友亚伯拉罕？
How can I have this thing kept close to my friend Abraham?
上帝不愿意保留一些秘密，不告诉亚伯拉罕。
God doesn't want to cover up some secret.
神与亚伯的关系深到什么地
？That what depth is there between Abraham and God?
今天神跟我们的关系不好
，and God does not have a good relationship with us.
我们只要他听我们的。我们从来不听他。
Because we only want him to listen to us, we don't want to listen to him.
你不要做这种基督徒。
Don't be this kind of.
祷告，祷告，祷告，上帝啊，这样这样。
God, God.
上帝听你的。
And God listens to you.
等上帝讲话，你睡觉，你不管。
And God say you, you not.
我看过这种基督徒很多。
I have seen many this type of Christians.
前几个月有一个人，香港每个礼拜来听我讲道。
And a few months ago in Hong Kong, there's a person who comes every week to listen to me.
但是我发现他一句话都没有听。
But he doesn't listen even to one statement.
因为聚会以前祷告的时候。
Because before the prayer,
他
在祷告，
整个身体摇着祷告。
He pray and shake himself.
祷告完了以后
，After that,
我开始讲道。
When I start to preach,
他就开始睡觉。
He slumber,
头就歪来歪去。
He start to sleep.
他不知道他的状态。
He doesn't know his own posture.
别人很奇怪。
But other people are strange.
等讲完道了
，And after
唱歌
，When he sing,
他听见人家，他就醒了。
Then he wake up.
在祷告，他他又在祷告。
You pray again very hard.
下个礼拜再来。
Next week come again.
祷告摇摇动动。
The same thing when he prays, shake his body.
一开始讲的他在睡觉。
When we start to preach, he gets sleep.
上帝不要这样的人做朋友的。
God doesn't befriend this kind of person.
难道上帝只要听你的，你不听他的吗
？That is it that God only want to listen to you and you never listen to him?
我在纽约讲到的时候。
In New York when I was preaching,
有一几千个人在那里听到。
And a few thousands are listening.
这个人都是听英文部的。
And they listen to English.
他们也这个习惯了。
They have this habit. They sing and sing.
唱一个钟头。
Sing for 1 hour.
唱完了以后呢
？After that,
我要讲到的时候
，Before I preach,
他们唱了一个钟，站着唱，站了一个钟的唱。
They stood and sing for 1 hour.
他就累这些。
And they feel tired when they begin to listen.
我就用大声的声音把他吵醒来。
When I pray loudly to wake them up.
今天许多灵恩派的人走这条路。
The way the Christians move this way.
一定不注重听到。
They do not pay attention to listening to the gospel.
不注重解经。
And do not pay attention to hermeneutics.
不注重上帝的话。
Do not pay attention to God's word.
有一个灵恩派的领袖写一本书里面一句话。
And